Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday as we kick off Homecoming Spirit Week here on the Brett Maga Show. Every single day we'll have a different theme. You can follow along on our Instagram page, the Brett Maga Show, to see all the wacky outfits we have planned for you this week. Hannah, what's coming up for the good news segment?
Naturally, I had to pick a story about gambling, and maybe this story could remind you on how you can win money.
All right. We'll find out how in one song on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So a woman in Virginia pulled like the classic rookie move. She had collected all of these like lottery scratch-off tickets, whether it was from like holiday parties, you know, Christmas, you know, what's that game, White Elephant, that you play with your family and friends. And she had collected all of them and never really like scratched them off. They had just been like collecting in her drawer. And she randomly decided to go through them and start scratching them off. She won $100,000, and who knows how long that thing was sitting in there, and she didn't even know.
The story pisses me off.
Seriously. To remind you to scratch off those scratchers. And even if you win a dollar or $2, turn them in.
It's crazy because we do this every Christmas. We get lottery tickets in our like stockings, and I don't think I've ever won more than $5. This lady had a winning lottery ticket just sitting on it, didn't even scratch it off, and then won $100,000.
I can't believe, I don't know if it's my gambling fiendism or whatever, but I just can't believe people get those and don't scratch them off. How do you not scratch them off?
I feel like that's just you winning. You get to scratch those things. That's like part of the fun, is right. You get to scratch off a scratch-off ticket. Now that's some good news.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Maga Show. It's a special week here on the Brett Maga Show. It's our annual Homecoming Spirit Week. So this is where we get dressed up in different themes, and we take us back to like our high school Spirit Week days. Every single day, you can follow along with the pictures and participate with our goofy outfits on the Brett Maga Show on Instagram. Let's go back to the lunchroom then, where you like trade snacks. Fruit snacks versus like fruit by the foot or fruit roll-ups. What is the better fruit game snack, and what would you make trades for?
Okay, so unfortunately, after I got COVID, all like fruit-flavored type of snacks like this tasted different. So I really don't like either of these things anymore, but I guess I would have to go with fruit snacks and just like pray that the Scooby-Doo fruit snacks would still taste good because the rest of them don't anymore.
I was literally going to say the same thing. If there's Scooby-Doo fruit snacks, you have to choose those.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are
the best
so
ones?
Good.
Yes.
That, like, I used mint, to like the like, cherry ones.
No, they have to because they're sugar. You got to have the ones with the sugar. If you get the sugar-free ones, I'm going fruit by the foot. But if it's a fruit snack that's got sugar, I'm Scooby-Doo especially, I'm in.
Fruit roll-ups were whack. Can we admit that? That was
no,
like when
I
you did the design.
Those.
The only thing that was cool about that is that you like to like kind of like clip out the design.
Yeah.
But the actual fruit snacks suck compared
to
fruit
by
the
foot. Yeah, you get to put a tattoo on your tongue.
Yeah,
that's
you can do all the
fun.
Design stuff. But the actual fruits, that was the worst of
I
the
think
fruit one.
By, or the fruit roll-ups were nasty. Yeah, I never wanted those.
Those fruit roll-ups, yeah, but the fruit by the foot, that's 6-foot roll-up,
yeah.
You like that one was legit.
That was cool.
I think fruit snacks wins. Sounds like Scooby Snacks is without a doubt the winner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now we need some of those in our life, I feel like.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories on the Brett Maga Show. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I read off some headlines, and Annie either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, these are the most popular slang words of 2025.
Ooh, let's see if we're using them. Kevin, maybe you're using them.
Oh, I'm sure I am, you know, because I am no skibbity toilet.
That might be last year.
Yeah. So, number one is without a doubt, not even close, over
almost double amount of Google searches, trends,
six seven.
Six.
Yeah.
141,000 Google searches for 6'7". Here's the thing about 6'7". No one still knows, even on Google searches, what it means. Bop was number two on the list. It's I thought a bop was like for a song. I mean, someone who's a romantic partner, someone who bops around from person to person. Mm-hmm. Study means like you bop around. Mogging is a good thing. It means outdoing someone by being more attractive, skilled, or successful.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I.
And then huzz is another attractive girl or someone you want to impress.
I thought huzz would be husband.
I know, H-U-Z-Z. You see, you guys are no longer cool anymore.
Maybe we're saying these wrong, like pronouncing them
wrong. No, it's not me. Okay, don't blame me. Okay, I'm cool. I'm groovy, okay?
Oh.
A woman has six kids that nearly have the exact same name.
No, keep it moving.
Okay.
Actually, I should have taken that because I would have wanted you to read them fast and mess them up.
I don't
know
how to say them. They all look like, it's all Cameron. Cameron. Like, literally, it's all the same name. All six kids. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're all named after the dad, like
that's
in honor
insane.
Of him. Like, how much honor does this man need?
Yeah, geez.
And yelling out all of their names, and the dad being named Cameron. Right. What
no,
the hell?
Do not do that to your children.
Okay, well, we were supposed to skip that story.
Right.
And now we're
what happened?
Now we're out of time. Cameron, thanks a lot, dude.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Adam, what's going on today, my man?
No, I just listened to some radio. What's happening?
All right. Are you a pop culture whiz?
Okay, let's have it.
All right. Hannah, are you ready to have it?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Hannah, leave the room. I'm going to ask Adam 5 pop culture questions and see how well he's been paying attention, okay? All right, Hannah's leaving. Adam, here we go. 5 questions while Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear the questions or the answers. Got to get more right than her. Let's start with Taylor Swift. What pop star did Taylor Swift reportedly diss in Life of a Showgirl?
Is this for me to answer?
Yep, Adam, that's you, man. Just pick a pop star you think Taylor Swift dissed.
Kanye.
Kanye. That's actually good. They
good
do have
guess,
beef together.
Yeah.
It's a great guess. It was a great guess. What color theme is the theme of Life of a Showgirl? You just pick a color that you like, since clearly you didn't listen to Life of a Showgirl.
Red.
All right, now you're good. You're very close on
very
these.
Very close, yeah.
You haven't gotten any right yet, but you're very close. You seem like you like wrestling. Who stars in the UFC movie called The Smashing Machine?
We'll just go with Dwayne Johnson because my mind is blank.
And you don't think that's correct?
Probably not.
It is correct.
Wow.
All right.
Boom. Let's go back to your wheelhouse, though. High School Musical. I know you were a big High School Musical fan, weren't you, Adam?
That cup song's pretty all right.
All right.
I think that's
from
it.
Pitch Perfect.
Okay. Okay.
Dang it, dang it.
Okay.
Close enough, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa Hutchins made rare comments about her High School Musical acts.
She made... No. What's my question?
You know what? Adam has not phoned a friend yet. Maybe
you want to phone a friend on this one, Adam?
I do. Somebody, please, keep me from drowning.
He said anybody. All right. AB, do you want to answer it for him?
I'll answer it for you. It's Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. You knew they dated, right, Adam?
I did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. And then what late-night TV show was Taylor Swift just on?
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. All right. 2 out of 5. Adam, not a bad showing. We're going to see if Hannah knows anything that happened over the weekend. Maybe she wasn't paying attention. She was celebrating her birthday with her boyfriend. We'll see what happens next, okay?
Thank you.
Hannah's homeschool! Hannah's homeschool!
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. We have the life of a showgirl, the life of a homeschool winner girl, a pop culture girl.
There we go.
All right, Hannah, we're going to ask you five pop culture questions. You just took on, Adam just answered five questions. Adam, what did you feel? How did you feel about those questions?
Well, it might be entertainment for the radio show. We don't know.
Okay, so true. Okay, well, that probably means you didn't do well.
Adam, do you remember how many you got right?
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
All right.
All right. You got to get at least two, Anna. Think you can do that?
I never know.
Yeah, that's true. What pop star did Taylor Swift reportedly diss in Life of a Showgirl?
Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX. Adam, you know Charlie XCX?
I do not.
Okay. What color is the theme of Life of a Showgirl?
Orange.
Orange is correct. Who stars in the UFC movie called The Smashing Machine?
I'm going to say The Rock.
The Rock does star in the movie.
Oh, really?
The Smashing Machine came out this weekend.
That was a total guess.
Vanessa Hudgens, just so you know, Adam got this one correct.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa Hudgens made rare comments about her high school musical ex.
Zac Efron.
Yep.
Troy Bolton.
Yep. Adam, you knew it was Troy Bolton, right?
Right. I read that every day. That's my thing.
He reads it every day.
That's right.
All right. And then what late-night TV show is Taylor Swift just on?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. 5 for 5 from Hannah. Adam, you guys were not the same.
She deserved that W.
I would say so. Adam, you got to say this is Adam and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Adam and I definitely got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
That's something we do every day, too. We do the Megamind question of the day. 25% of women have regular dreams about what, Hannah?
I'm going to say taking a vacation. I feel like I'm never home in my dreams.
Oh, Hannah's always dreaming about vacation.
I think it's their celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush. All right, a little fantasy dream.
I think it's a significant other cheating on you.
Oh, cheating dreams.
That's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Nope. A little bit more simple. 25% of women have regular dreams about this. 855-444-MEGA. I'd probably say Hannah's the closest, but she's too big time dream. 25% of women have regular dreams about this. If you think you can figure it out, text us in. We'll give you the answer next.
Mega Minds.
Let's find out what women are dreaming about. 25% of women have regular dreams about this. What is it?
The musician family texted in something that I would consider a nightmare. They say that women dream about missing work and showing up late. Teacher Suzanne and her son Trevor texted in and said that women dream about finding their dream man.
It's less than a dream man. We don't even care about dream men. 25% of women have regular dreams about a pair of shoes. Just trying
never,
to get
really? Never in my life. Never.
25% of women dream about a nice pair of shoes. This entire week is so much fun here on the Brett Mega Show. What we do every single year on the Brett Mega Show is Homecoming Spirit Week. We take it back to our high school days, and you know how they have those Homecoming Spirit Weeks where every single day is a different theme? We get dressed in different themes, and you could follow along on our Instagram. Yesterday was Monochromatic Monday, where we all wore different colors, so you could just follow us on Brett Mega Show and see some of us in our underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Further explanation probably needed. Today's theme is Zoom call day, where you're kind of party on the bottom and professional on top.
Correct. I literally laughed out loud when I saw all of us get out of our cars this morning. Like, we look whack.
I think the most fun part about Homecoming Spirit Week is not only with you like looking on our Instagram and seeing the pictures and following along, we're all excited to see what each other picked for the themes too as well. Like, what did they decide to dress up in?
I will say that it's really, really weird for me because since like we all sit while we do the show, all I see is just like the top half of all of
us. We're like literally on a Zoom call.
So we look like we're going to half of us look like we're going to a funeral because Brett and AB are in black, like he's in a tie and she's in a blazer.
Very professional.
And Kevin and I are in yellow business attire.
Which I feel like it looks like an Easter Sunday mass. You got the yellow polo on, Kevin, and then Hannah has like whatever that is.
Floral blouse on. It was hard for me to find like businessy clothes because we just don't wear businessy clothes here on the Brett Mega Show.
I wear
so
a tie every day.
Go back to the archives of my old job to find this tie.
Archives.
Right.
I got the tie on. I'm very professional, but then I'm just in my boxers, and my wife told me, Brett,
they're going to know why Taylor wrote a song about you.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say what song, Hannah. Jeez.
Correct.
Maybe you should keep your eyes above on my tie.
Yeah, above the desk. I also must say it makes me a little uncomfortable to see AB in a blazer.
What?
Like, you just look so professional. You look like you're going to work at a lawyer's office.
Thanks. I'm wearing a white bodysuit that is not clipped at the bottom, so the thong part is hanging out with plaid pajama pants and a black blazer.
Yeah. The pajama pants is the same pajama pants I feel like she wears every day.
Yeah, the pajama pants don't faze me.
I wear these pants to bed almost every single night, and I'm always really sad because I'm like, that's just below what I normally wear. Like, I've never worn these pajama pants.
Baloney. You wear a different
one.
Are
you serious?
Yes.
I think my
sweatpants are a step up.
You think you have dress sweatpants?
Yes.
Your college sweatpants are not a step up.
Yeah, just so you know, those
plaid pajama pants.
You can rock them. Bring them.
Okay, there's good
to know. Yeah, there's
good
no difference
know.
In those.
I'll be wearing them next week.
Yeah, those pink sweatpants. She's like, I have dress sweatpants. I at least have some dignity.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and I have the same. I have on my blue pajama pants and my red flip-flops.
Oh! This guy. If you want to follow along with all the pictures, you can follow along on the Instagram and see us in our boxers and our blazers and see those dress-down sweatpants from AB. If you go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show. The other thing we've been doing since we're kind of living out those like school days is we are doing show and tell. So each of us have brought in an item, and we're going to tell you all about it. It tells us a little bit about each other. Hannah picked out today's item. We'll find out what she brought in next on the Brett Mega Show. All right, we're taking you back to school here on the Brett Mega Show. It's Homecoming Spirit Week. So every single day, we are dressed in a different theme. We're in Zoom call attire, in shirt and tie, and boxer shorts. Real professional up in here. And every single day, a different person on the show is going to do show and tell. Like literally going back to our little kid days where you get to bring in something about yourself and we get to learn a little bit about each other. Yesterday, I brought in my Letterman's jacket, and I could say I still rock it. I still look like high school Brett. No? Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks for the support. Hannah is going to bring in today's item. What did you bring in for us for show and tell?
Today, I dug up and found my class ring.
Wow. Everyone goes to the school days.
And fun fact, I actually lost this thing for like 4 years. And my mom was so mad at me because already she like didn't know if like we were gonna even buy a class ring because people never really wear them outside.
They're
of high
expensive,
school.
Right? Yeah,
and they are expensive. And then I ended up losing it, but I did find it recently, so I have it here. It doesn't look like a traditional class ring. It actually looks more like a fancier ring.
It does.
But it says Hannah Grace, and then the year I graduated on it.
And it's pink.
And it's pink. I picked pink because that's my favorite color. I think that it was like a birthstone, but I was like, oh, just kidding.
I feel like when we did our classrooms, they put like a sport or something you were involved in. Images are on the side?
Yeah, so it just says my first and middle name and then the year I graduated. I opted not to put, I did dance all through high school, but I opted not to put my dance team on there because I hated my high school dance team coach so much.
That's funny.
Still do.
Shout her out.
She's been getting a lot of shout outs recently.
That's a good thing or a bad thing.
I disliked her so strongly that I didn't want to give her credit on this ring of the team.
You know what's interesting about the class ring? It was such a big deal. My dad has a class ring story. It was such a big deal for him that him and his dad got into an argument. Same kind of similar thing with you, Hannah. Like, oh, he didn't want to get it, And his dad passed away and the ring came after his dad came.
Oh, wow.
And so my dad wears it on his wedding finger.
I've seen him wear
it. Yeah, he wears it and he's never taken it off. He still wears it to this day. The class ring does have like a lot of like emotional connection for people, and it seems like it was an argument between parents and kids. Because like for me, same thing. Like my kids are never going to wear this. You're going to lose it. That's what I would think too.
And it's funny because nobody in my family got a class ring.
Really?
My parents had them, but we never did it because it was one of those things. Like my parents were kind of like, "You're never going to wear it. Why kind of waste the money?" So we didn't waste the money.
I also remember like, I didn't want to be left out at the ceremony because all my friends were there taking pictures. So I wanted to be a part of the thing. Like, but have I ever worn this outside of high school? No.
So your mom was right, but
yes,
kind of wrong because
but
look at you using
here.
It now. Yeah, look at that. You can see pics online. Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Last night was Taylor's big night on with Jimmy Fallon. And guys, like, I'm not even a full-blooded Swiftie, and I loved every single second of it. They covered so many different topics that I feel like we've been dying to get answers over, like the halftime rumors, for example. We've heard she was doing it at first. We heard she turned down the opportunity because the halftime performance wasn't like a paid thing. She cleared all that up.
The whole season, I am locked in on what that man is doing on the field. I'm not. Can you imagine if, like, he's out there every single week, like, putting his life on the line, doing this very dangerous, very high pressure, high intensity sport? And I'm like, I wonder what my choreo should be.
Oh my gosh, honey, let me have one thing.
So, Brett, I feel like it was you who kind of said, like, I don't think that she wants to cross over to, like, in his career territory. And you were right. She doesn't.
I think there's no way, if you care about someone, you perform while they're doing their thing. Like, I think personally that this is Travis's last year. And although the Chiefs are 2-3, say they make it to the Super Bowl, his last game ever, his wife or soon-to-be wife is not going to be able to watch the first half or watch the game. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't be supportive at all. And I don't think that's who Taylor is. So I just felt like, yeah, I think until Travis is done playing, we won't see Taylor performing. And then it seemed like all those rumors about money or not being on the footage, she had put to rest and really made me hopeful that she might do it in the future because it wasn't over money. It wasn't over value.
Right. We definitely cleared up those rumors. And then, of course, when she was on with Jimmy, we got to hear about her brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And the whole time I wanted questions and stuff to be about her song Wood, because I was the one on the show who's probably the most fascinated or like taken back by that song. And Jimmy went there. He asked her, like, how in the hell were you inspired to write this?
Well, I know she was inspired.
No, it started out like, I don't know what happened, man.
It went off the rails.
I got in there. We started vibing and I don't know. I don't know how we got here, but I love the song so much.
I love it. She couldn't even fake it either. She said earlier, like in the interview too, like at first it started out as like an innocent song. It almost wanted to be a song about like metaphors, like knocking on wood is a metaphor. And then she said they started vibing.
Vibing, yeah, I bet she vibed. Yeah.
To me, like Jimmy was just like the perfect person to interview her because I felt like it was a friend vibe. Jimmy wasn't nervous and Taylor wasn't nervous. So when he asked her what I think like the biggest question that you could ask Taylor Swift about right now and the most personal about her engagement, I think he was the perfect person to ask her and she was so excited to answer.
He went and you got engaged right after the podcast.
Yes. So basically, I think for Travis, the podcast was just sort of like a distraction sort of ruse to keep me not looking out the windows of the house.
It was all happening. Was the backyard like, normal when
well,
you got there?
Well, I was there? Like, I don't, every time he does the podcast, it's not like he like blacks out all the windows. It's like the drape, there's like fully like just blackout drapes on every single window of the whole house.
Yeah, you're like, honey, like, this is real secretive.
So serious about this.
I love that. So we got to clear up the rumor. We kind of like speculated that he did it after they recorded the New Heights podcast, and that was true. They filmed
it. Yeah, it's crazy that Swifties clocked that because of the headphone indent in her hair.
Yes.
Literally.
I'll be honest, I didn't believe it. I thought that seems crazy.
I didn't
crazy.
Either.
There's
I always
no
believed
way.
It.
You did always believe it. I was shocked for her to be like, yeah. I just feel like after you, they probably recorded that podcast for like an hour and a half. After an hour and a half podcast, like, just think about if you got proposed to right after doing this radio show. Sometimes you're just exhausted.
Right.
I just cannot believe after recording this huge podcast that broke every record, like something bigger was happening that we didn't even know. Well, as those two were getting engaged.
I can't believe that in an hour and a half it took the florist to set up that garden oasis in the back. They were probably sweating their tails off.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, let's finally answer the question on everyone's mind. What the hell is 6'7"? Could someone explain to us what 6'7" is? And do your kids actually use it as much as people say it? 855-444-MEGA. So if you can explain to us what nobody seems to be able to explain is what is 6'7"? Is there teachers out there that are listening right now? Parents, is it a problem in your home? Are kids actually saying 6'7"? We got to figure out what 6'7" means. 855-444-6342. According to Google, it has been Googled 141,000 times. It is the number one Googled question out there. Out of any question out that even exists, no one can answer it. Kevin, you have teenagers living in your house. Do they use 6-7?
They do. And it's
no,
funny.
They don't.
It's not necessarily a problem, but it becomes their inside joke.
Really?
Yeah. And they use it like, you know, I don't know, Dad, 6-7. Nah.
And then they laugh at you. Is that what they're doing?
And I've asked them, okay, I've asked my son and I've asked my niece to explain it. And they come up with different answers. They keep telling me it's some meme with some basketball player, and they asked him a question about his height, and he said, I don't know, 6-7.
Why did that catch on?
That's what it's from?
That's what they told me.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Someone help us. And this is this a high school teenager thing, junior high? Gen Z, Hannah and AB, you guys don't use 6-7, do you?
No. No, so the first time I heard of 6-7 was on this show. It was like in a Keep It Moving. And I felt like everybody else like kind of had somewhat of an idea, but I was the one like lost behind it. I'm the youngest on the show. I don't understand it. But even the other day, my boyfriend used it. I'm like, why are you saying
it? Oh, my God. He was using it?
Yeah. Wow. How did he use it? It was like.
Use it in a sentence.
I forget what we were doing, but I think he might have like been watching football and there was like a number 67 on the screen. He's like, oh, 6-7.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's is 6-7 so the new 6-9? 69?
I don't know, but.
Is it dirty?
Being at my son's football game where he plays in
the
band.
That's how you use dirty. Yeah.
Yeah. And here comes, you know, when number 67, he takes the field, everybody goes crazy. And you're like, what is
that? That is so
what
funny.
Is that?
No
what?
Way.
Yeah, 6-7.
Remember, AB had to text her friend because she didn't believe us. Like, 6-7 is caught on.
I texted my friend. Because
you think you're hip, but you're clearly not.
I know. I think I'm hip, but I texted my friend who teaches high school, and I go, are your kids using 6-7? And she was just like, LOL, it's funny how long it takes, like, all of these things to get back to us now that we're old, apparently, because she was like, they've been using this for months.
Okay, someone... Please explain, where did 6-7 originate? Are people using it in like kind of like the 69 thing, like laughing at it? Or do they use it when they're trying to mock adults? Somebody explain what the hell 6-7 means. 855-444-MEGA. Hopefully by the end of this, we have some understanding of what 6-7 means. Is it 67 or 6-7? 855-444-MEGA. We're trying to figure out what no one in the world can figure out. It's been Googled more than any other question this year. It's been Googled over 141,000 times. What the hell does 6-7 mean? They're using the word 6-7. They're 6-7 and up. Everyone's going 6-7, 6-7 wild. I don't know how to use it in a sentence.
Yeah, I don't even know. We might be getting canceled. Yeah. I don't know what this means.
Yes. Kate, you have teenagers. Are they using 6-7 as much as people say it?
All the time.
Really? How do they use it? How could they use it all the time if no one knows what it means? How do you use something you don't know?
It's mostly like when the 6 and the 7 are together, or if somebody says like 1967, they'll put their hands up in the air and go 6-7, 6-7. It means absolutely nothing.
Does that come up a lot? I'm going to be honest. Oh. 1967 never comes up in
true,
my life.
No,
I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, but no one's ever talking about 1967.
I think it comes up like when people talk about time. Like, I don't know. We'll have dinner around 6 or 7, and then people are like,
Is that true, Kate?
Yeah.
Did they do that?
Absolutely. I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, and it comes up in every situation.
Those are
possible.
Prime 6-7 ages.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
I kind of love
absolutely.
It.
I just don't know how it comes up. I never say, like, we'll have dinner around 6 or 7. I say, why do you eat dinner at 6?
Oh, yeah.
So no one's going to say, 6-7, back to me.
Right.
Right. Your little itty-bitty babies might start saying it.
Okay. That's what. Okay. Yeah. Susie, thank you so much for the call. You said preschoolers are using it now.
What?
Yes, they are.
So you're a substitute teacher?
Yeah, I'm a substitute teacher at a Catholic grade school. And from preschool all the way through 8th grade, all the kids say it all the time, especially when the little kids pass the older kids. And they just think it's hilarious.
Maybe it's like an initiation thing.
Like, how old are you? 6-7?
That could be it.
This is like the what's up thing from back in the day.
What's up?
Yeah, we had stupid stuff too, I guess, guys.
I think this might be the new version of bruh, from my understanding.
All right. Taylor,
yes.
You're a teacher. Is the 6-7 thing become a problem and a distraction in the classroom?
Yes.
It has become such a distraction that I have now threatened to take points away from their grade.
Oh,
you're all
no!
getting sixes and sevens out of ten if you guys keep using six,
there we
seven.
Go.
Yes, because you can't even say, like, do this assignment. Make sure it's 6 to 7 sentences. Or you can't say those two numbers at all. I have one kid in the class that now says, well, you know, 7, 6, to avoid saying it order.
Oh, wow.
That would have been Brett as a child.
No, you know what? I was actually thinking about this. Our boss can't stand that Hannah sends a dolphin emoji, and it means nothing. She just sends it back, and he's like, what does it mean? What does it mean? And it doesn't mean anything. That's what you are. This is your dolphin emoji. Every kid is annoying back. Because it means nothing. They're just doing it to replace logic.
Right.
Oh. Well, then I'm here for it.
God pray for us all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.